changed in the last week here, Chris?
Yeah, it's been we've been going pretty good. But we still got a lot to do. So today was just a little bit of a lighter day. Have some fun out there, and then tomorrow we get back to work.
Talk about the difficulty of this road trip, Anaheim, San Jose, and it's the best team in the league that you guys are facing. What changes in your preparation, if anything at all?
Well, we just have to be prepared. Obviously, they're two dominant teams in the West. They're in the league even, so they're going to be good challenges for us. Challenges that I think we're ready for, and it'll be good for us just to compete against those teams and, you know, see where we're at. But at the same time, we're not going in there respecting them too much. You know, we want to go in there and kind of continue what we've been doing the last three games here.
Does that help having that confidence, winning the last three, going up against teams like Anaheim and San Jose?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot of good stuff that we can carry from these previous games into those. And, you know, we'll be on the road, so not as much, you know, pressure to play a certain way as far as thinking we have to impress anybody. We just, you know, muck it up a little bit and hopefully come up with a couple wins.
I wanted to ask you about the body language of your coach, the hands on hips thing. Apparently that
shows
that a person is steady and in control. Is that kind of
He seems to be. You know, he's intelligent. He knows what he's doing. You know, and kind of been feeding off that, I guess. Yeah, I guess I'm facing the ice the whole time. I'm not really seeing what's going on behind the bench, but that's a pretty cool move, I guess.
Is that something you've noticed about him before, I guess, seeing him on the bench, I mean, with Carolina or Toronto?
Yeah, you see a lot of coaches do that, I guess. A lot of people in general, I guess, but I mean, that's nothing that I really pay attention or read into too much.
Okay, but good to know. Had the arms crossed, I guess, so a little bit different.
Yeah, maybe just different styles, I guess. I don't know. I can't really answer that. Yeah.
Chris, what's your thought on the big baseball game today out there on the ice? Was there some competitive fire going on out there as the innings went on?
Yeah, there's definitely some nerves being tapped there a little bit between guys. I think it's good. It was light day, but you know the competition was still up, so that was good. Baseball thing, disappointed in myself. I should have had a better showing. I was scouted by the Braves when I was like 15, so been telling the guys that lately too, so I didn't really prove my point out there. But that was fun, and it was just a good time.